Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, hour number two of USA Prepares. We're talking about the coronavirus. We're talking about precautions to stay well. And one of the things that David mentioned was that his wife's doctor recommended separate flatware, silverware, and cooking utensils, etc. I just want to talk about washing dishes. Here's how I do it. When I wash pots and pans, I use one of those stainless steel scrubbers. It's kind of like an SOS pad, but much more coarse, and there is no embedded detergent or soap in it. What I do is I put some dishwashing liquid on that scrubber, and I wet the item to be washed. Let's say it's a pot, and I will scrub it thoroughly, and then I will rinse it thoroughly. Now, some people, what they do is they have a two-bowl sink, and they will fill one bowl with soapy water or detergent water and use that for washing. The other bowl is the rinse bowl, and they just dip the pot or pan in there and then drip it dry. I never do that. I do not wash dishes in the sink because I think the sink is filthy. Not that we don't clean ours. Yes.
And dipping it in a pan of water is, well, almost like dipping it in the toilet to me.
Right, right. Now, I'm mentioning all this for a reason, Dr. Shuley and David, because some people might do this. Some people might have seen it done, or they might have been trained while working in the kitchen at a restaurant that this is what you do. They used to have two-bowl sinks in restaurants. Now they have to have three-bowl sinks. So what they would do is take the detergent water in the first bowl. The next bowl would be filled with the first rinse, and then the third bowl would be filled with the second rinse water. So you wash it in the first bowl, you dip it in the second bowl. Now you've already transferred dishwashing detergent or liquid detergent in the second bowl, and then you'd rinse it for the second time in the third bowl. Okay? But all of those bowls are in direct contact with the drain plug and the drain, which means there's already bacteria in every one of those sinks, even if you scrub it out. So, number one, I wouldn't eat in a restaurant because of that. And number two, I haven't transferred that protocol to washing dishes here. Here's what we do.
And I rinse only with running water.
Right. That's exactly right. Now, that was one of the things I wanted to mention, Dr. Shuley and David, the running water. So you're probably going to want to use hot water. Here's the problem with hot water. So all hot water heaters, except for stainless steel ones, have a aluminum or a magnesium or an aluminum magnesium anode to protect the life expectancy of those hot water heaters. So there's a normally it's aluminum. It's an aluminum rod. It's 5/8 of an inch in diameter. It is almost the full height of the hot water heater. So there's a rod about the diameter of a penny. That's a solid rod that is designed to self-destruct or be consumed by the water that goes through a hot water heater. Now, that water will contain aluminum, if you have an aluminum rod, the hot water. So when you rinse your dishes or your pots and pans, and you do it the way Dr. Shuley or the way I do it, and you see spots on the cups and glasses and plates and pans, that is hardness in the water and probably aluminum. So, what do you do? Well, some people wipe down their dishes and their flatware with the towel, but then you have little filaments of the towel on the dishes and pots and pans and silverware. What I've done is I bought a stainless steel hot water heater, all stainless steel. The tank is stainless steel. There is no anode rod in it, none whatsoever, because stainless steel won't corrode as a steel-lined tank will. So those are my thoughts. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
With you all the way.
Okay. Now, that stainless steel hot water heater is going to cost at least 1.5x. Whatever it would cost if it were steel with a porcelain coating, it's going to be 1.5x. But you probably won't have to buy another one, probably. And you won't have the anode rod. And by the way, plumbers don't tell their customers when they install a hot water heater or if you buy a brand new house. No one is going to tell you, oh, yeah, here's what, by the way, you need to flush out your hot water heater every 30 days. They don't tell you that. But if you check with the manufacturer of that hot water heater, whether it be Westinghouse or a Whirlpool or whatever brand it might be, State, whatever the hot water heater is, they will tell you, flush out the hot water heater. That's why there's a drain valve at the bottom. You're supposed to flush it out every month. So all you do is hook up a garden hose, a clean one that you use just for this, open up that valve at the bottom of the hot water heater with your hose attached, and run water through it and get rid of those magnesium and aluminum particles and chunks that are in the hot water heater. And if you ever saw the inside of a hot water heater, you would say, wow, it looks like I've got a bucket of crud, a bucket. I'm talking about like a gallon-sized bucket of aluminum and magnesium crud in the bottom of your hot water heater. No kidding. I'm not exaggerating. So rinse out your hot water heater. Any other comments, Dr. Shuley?
No, keep the faith, baby.
Okay. David, any thoughts about what I've said?
Yeah, I didn't know about that, about the water heater. We just had a new water heater put in just last summer, but if they would have told us about a stainless steel, I would have probably did that because we bought our own tankless and they wouldn't install the tankless. They refused to install the tankless water heater, so we had to buy another water heater.
Okay, so, class, stainless steel, in my opinion, I have not had a lot of experience with this tank. I've only had it for, you know, about a year. I bought it at Menards when they had the 11% off sale. But even then, it was like $900 or $1,000. It was really, really expensive. But if you look at the cost of having a plumber install your hot water heater, just the installation part is going to be about $500. So if you can, get the right hot water heater. And if you can, if it's an electric hot water heater, you need to have a dielectric brake, which means a non-electric conducting brake, which means that there has to be something that prevents metal-to-metal contact. And in our case, it's PVC. PVC pipe that we use as a dielectric brake. That way you won't have extra corrosion in your plumbing. Otherwise you will. So look that up, okay? David, anything else you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I was going to ask you a question, about this coronavirus. Is it doing any good? Now, when we go out to the store, we have, you know, hand sanitizer, but we also have one of those portable UVC lights that's designed to take out with you. And we use that on the carts and things like that we touch. Is that doing any good, or does the doctor think that's kind of not going to help do any good for that virus?
Dr. Shuley, do you understand his question?
Not quite.
Okay, let me explain what he's saying. So you can buy, and I have purchased a pen light. But instead of having a white light coming out of a bulb, it has an LED that is ultraviolet C. And I use it in the shop when I use a dye that appears really bright with an ultraviolet light. So, for example, I will add it to an air conditioning system or a cooling system or even engine oil or different dyes that will show up under ultraviolet light. And I shine the light on it and I can find the leak. But it's also ultraviolet C, which breaks up the DNA, destroys the DNA of bacteria and viruses. So what I plan to do is, if I ever go out again, to take that light with me in my shirt pocket and aim it at the push cart handle or whatever I touch, and it will show the biologicals on there, and hopefully it will kill them. That's what David's question is. Is that correct, David?
Yes.
Will it do that, Dr. Shuley?
I don't know how long it would take with that kind of, you know, I'd like to know how long it takes to sterilize. In general, you want 10 minutes.
Okay. That's a problem. That's a problem. Probably get arrested for shining a light on the cart for 10 minutes.
But, you know, when I was in medical school, all the operating had ultraviolet lights, and we had to wear sunglasses in the operating room to keep from getting your eyes burnt.
Okay. David, here in class, here's what I've done over the weekend. I bought from China well over a year ago, before all this happened, to experiment with it, an LED strip. Now, this LED strip is about a foot long, and it is powered by 120 volts AC. And it comes with a little connector on the end. And it has a bunch of LEDs that are all ultraviolet in ultraviolet C. And I have this in the kitchen where you cannot see the lens of the LED. So no matter how you look, you will not be looking at the ultraviolet light. But you can see the reflection on the ceiling and the walls of this ultraviolet C. And I've been running it over the weekend as a sterilizing light. Dr. Shuley, will that work just running 24/7 in the kitchen, or do I need to have any concerns about wearing sunglasses in the kitchen? You cannot see the LED directly, only the reflection.
I don't think, as long as you don't see it, I don't think you need to worry.
Okay. David, does that help you?
Yeah. Now, you'll probably be able to find this. Now, one of the local news channels here, when we bought the UV wands years ago, they wanted to see if they actually worked. So they went in the newsroom, and it's one of the main news channels down here. You'd probably know who they are. They went around the desks, and before they used the wands, they even were picking up staff in everywhere. Every Petri dish even had staff. There was so much there. Now, then they went and they just waved these wands and went over all the working surfaces there at their news desks. And they went and tested it again with Petri dishes, and they were all clear just by waving them. So that's what made us decide to buy the wands, because that was the first time we seen somebody actually do a test to see if they worked, you know.
Here's the next question for Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley, if we want to do our own experimentation with a Petri dish, can you explain how we do it? We're talking about nutrient agar, right?
Right.
Okay. What do we do?
Well, if you've got the Petri dish with the agar already in it, you just pour some water on it and leave it at room temperature for 24 hours, and it'll grow. It'll see if it grows anything in it. If your water is sterile.
Okay. What about the air? What about just opening up a Petri dish that has nutrient agar in it?
Yeah, for 24 hours and see what happens.
Okay. I'm looking on Amazon. I see Petri dishes. I'm looking for the nutrient agar. I mean, I see the plastic dishes. I'd like it to have be pre-filled or with nutrient agar and be sterile to begin with. And then, okay. So I guess the question is, or the thought is, class, look for Petri dishes and the ones that are sealed, and then just open them up and see what happens. And you can do it with and without the light. So here's a caution. In China, months ago, there was a report that some children were blinded. They went to school, and they saw this light in the ceiling, and they looked at it, and they became blind or damaged their vision. And what happened was, these lights were installed to disinfect the classrooms overnight. Somebody left the light on when the students came into the school and into the classroom, and they, oh, what's that? And they were looking at it, and they became blind from looking at it. So, class, you do not want to look at ultraviolet light. But evidently, it works, because the Chinese have been experimenting with it for a while. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I found it. I did some research on the internet during the break, and I found some bio-research bacteria science kits. And these are 10 nutrient agar kits, the Petri dishes, if you will, and ready to go, $22.95 shipped. So if you want to try this, that's one place you can start with your research as to what to buy. I am not endorsing this. This is not a commercial to buy this from Amazon. I don't like Jeff Bezos. He's become wealthy on the backs of the little people. He gets tax incentives, tax breaks that the rest of us don't get. And he's putting a substantial amount in his own pockets. So, I'm not a fan of Amazon, but I don't know where else you can buy it safely. So, I just wanted to share that. Dr. Shealy, any thoughts about buying Petri dishes?
No, I don't. I agree with you about Jeff, though. And more.
Okay. David?
Now, you were talking about, you know, somebody shouldn't look at those lights. Now, the wands that we have, there's a sensor in them. If you turn them over to try to do that, it shuts the UV light off. You know,
right.
Right.
So you're only going to be looking at you won't be looking directly at the source of the light. The only thing that you'll be looking at is a reflection of the light.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to shine it in a mirror, that's for sure. Okay,
right.
But right. So be careful with it. And class, do your own research about ultraviolet light. And so you've seen them. I know you've seen them. So if you go to, let's say, a Sam's Club, and you go to the food court, you might see on the wall this housing that has this eerie-looking light blue light coming out of it. You can't see the light, but you can see the wall that has the light is shining on. And the idea is that the air that moves around this fixture on the wall has the bacteria taken apart by the ultraviolet light, rendered harmless. So you'll see it in restaurants. You'll see it where people congregate. And if you go to China and you're an elementary school student, maybe even a high school student, you might see one in the ceiling. Hopefully it's off while you're looking up at it. So don't look up at or at ultraviolet light. It'll damage your eyes. So then one other question in this line of thinking, Dr. Shuley. Back in the 1960s, 70s, maybe even into the 80s, the bathrooms in hotels and motels used to have this reddish-colored light. And typically they were powered on by turning a timer, so you could set it for, you know, maybe 15 minutes. And it was an infrared light. It was an incandescent bulb, a reflector, kind of like a floodlight, and it had a reddish-colored lens on it. What are your thoughts about that versus is there any harm that can come? I'm not saying that it will kill bacteria. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm wondering, is there any harm that can come from us using an infra red light bulb in our house for warming purposes, you know, to warm up the bathroom?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Any concern about overexposure of that's a heat lamp. Class, these are the lamps that were used in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, you know, with people with back problems, and they would say, oh, I feel so good, you know, makes my back feel better. They would aim this light bulb, you know, at maybe 2 feet away to warm up their backs or whatever their sore part of their body was. Is there any scientific or medical evidence that says that it works, Dr. Shuley?
Well, yeah, there's good evidence that infrared heat does help detox if you use it for heat directly on the body. Now, I don't know about the bulb other than when you're putting it on your body, and you know, the infrared blankets and things like that, or infrared saunas, but the bulb itself, as far as I know, would be safe for your eyes.
Okay. So, you know, you don't want to stare at it anyway, no matter what bulb, no matter what kind of light bulb it is, you don't want to stare at it. And just like, you know, you're all smart enough to know that you don't look at the sun because you can damage your eyes by looking at the sun. Well, the sun has infrared and it has ultraviolet as well. David, any other questions, thoughts, comments, or concerns that you'd like to share with us? You're certainly welcome to stay with us as long as you'd like.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question about the face mask, if I could.
Absolutely. And tomorrow, I got a call from Craig Douglas, just for the broadcast. He's got a whole bunch of them, military kits, and he's going to make them available. We'll be right back.
Crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are multiple victims after a shooting on a Greyhound bus in California this morning. Police say there were 40 people on the bus as it was north of Los Angeles County. Well, one of the people aboard took out a gun and just started shooting. One victim is dead, five other people wounded. The shooter reportedly got off the bus when it stopped and was immediately put into custody. Voters will have their say for the first time in the 2020 Democratic primary season as Iowa voters will gather to caucus across the state today. In the Hawkeye State, polls show Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden the front runners. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren are also top candidates. Amy Klobuchar is not at the top, but still expressing confidence.
Every place we went, huge crowds, a lot of interest, people literally signing up, committing to caucus.
USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Fox. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Just a quick heads up. I got a call from Craig Douglas this morning before the broadcast, and he says he has some military biohazard kits available for purchase. And he asked me, you know, what I thought, and I said, well, I'll tell you, why don't you just call in tomorrow and tell us what you've got and what they are. So he's going to call in tomorrow. So if you're interested in that, That'll be tomorrow. And on Thursday, I was invited to broadcast on Republic Broadcasting, Republic Broadcasting Network, that's republicbroadcasting.org, from 6 to 8 p.m. So if you want to hear a little bit more of what we have to say, that would be Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the National Intel Report. We'll be sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Who are we? Well, that would be Steve Elkins, and I will be sitting in. Face masks. David, your question?
Yes. Earlier, the doctor mentioned that there was the people that were wearing the surgical medical masks were they were pretty much useless. That may not have been exact words, now my thing is it just because the masks themselves are so thin they weren't designed to really filter much out, or is it because their eyes are exposed, or?
Well, yeah, they just are not designed to keep out a serious virus. That's for sure.
Good. That's what I was concerned with. Sorry. Now, years ago, we went and bought some of these different masks. They're like a neoprene that go and they seal around your face, and there's an actual replacement HEPA filter on the inside, and then they have replacement valves. So when you exhale, it goes out the valves, and the valves seal up when you breathe in, and you only breathe in through them that HEPA filter that you can replace.
Yeah.
So that would be a better design?
Probably, but if you really want one, you have to shop for a guaranteed virus-proof, so to speak.
That's actually the company we ordered ours from are the ones that supplied the government and the Red Cross. And for HazMat, they had different levels of biohazard face masks and full from all the way from full to smaller ones. And that's where we bought ours from. Years ago, we keep them when this stuff starts. That we take them outside with us, and when we go out and there's something like this that happens, so just making sure we weren't wasting our time. Sorry.
And money. David, are you talking about a 3M branded Minnesota mining and manufacturing? Is that what this is? That people who do painting, sandblasting, and that kind of thing with those replaceable. Okay, this is different. Okay.
This is a company called Respro. I believe it's R-E-S-P-R-O. They have ones that, like I said, it looks like a black mask and it's got slits. So when you breathe through, the design was so you didn't also heat yourself up or make your glasses foggy. So when you breathe through the HEPA filter that can be replaced. It goes over the whole front, so it covers over your face and your nose, and you can actually form fit it around your nose tighter. And it uses Velcro to strap it around the back of your head. And then it has two. These designs have two valves, so when you breathe out, it goes out through there, and not like in a regular mask where it goes up in front of your eyes and if you have glasses and you get hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I'm talking about, the 3M one, I didn't know if it was rated for bacteria or viruses or not, but it has the valves, and it has two replaceable, very thick, probably a half-inch thick filter media. Some of them have activated charcoal in them, depending on which filter elements you put in there, and it fits very, very tightly. I mean, it's really, really tight. It's not like one of these inexpensive paper with the two elastics or the single elastic. It's not like that at all. Way more expensive. It's about $30. What does this cost?
Oh, yeah. These were more expensive than that. But you can replace all the filters. And they did have the full face HazMat mask that you can get there, too. They supply different levels for whatever you required with the large filters that look like a round cylinder that you can put on them. But I'm not walking around one of those unless it gets real bad.
Okay.
I don't care what I look like.
Okay, I see the mask that you're talking about, Respro, R-E-S-P-R-O. Okay, class, you can look that up on the Internet if you want to find them. I had a comment I'd like to share since you're on the air with us, David. So Mrs. Finelli said to me during the broadcast, she came in for a minute during the commercial announcements, and she said, I'd like to do laundry. I'd like to wash the sheets. And but he said that they were spraying yesterday and that we're now overcast. What do you think? And I said, I'd rather you didn't do it today. And she said, well, how about hanging the sheets indoors? Well, she said, we don't have enough room to do that. I said, okay, let me think about it. Here's what I came up with, Dr. Shealy. I came up with two solutions during this broadcast. One is we'll set up a clothesline in the house and where we can hang up the sheets. If we hang them out outside first to get the moisture off them, then we hang them up inside and we aim an ultraviolet light at them and then flip them over to get the other side. Do you think that would have any benefit whatsoever? As long as it's not aimed at windows, it would give us reflection and blind us. If we find a room that we could that'd be suitable for this purpose, or a wall that we could aim them against. Is there
sounds
any
good.
It does?
Good.
Okay. That was one. And then I said the commercial during another commercial announcement, I ran into the kitchen and I said, I got another idea. Now we have a laundry area in our house, a laundry room if you will, that has a washing machine and a clothes dryer. But we've never used the clothes dryer. I've wired it, it's got a duct for outside, but I see no reason to waste the electricity on a clothes dryer because it costs about $1 a day. So we've saved $365 times 15 years. Okay? So it's a substantial amount of money. However, in this case, I was thinking I could retrofit or modify or fabricate an augmentation to that dryer, that electric clothes dryer, where I could take the LED ultraviolet light bar and aim it so that it's part of, let's say, the door, and it won't be beat up by the clothes in there, and yet the light, LED light, will shine into the cavity that tumbles the clothes. Is there, Dr. Shealy, do you think that is something that I should pursue doing, or is that a waste of time and money?
Well, it probably would. I can't be sure. But it sounds as if it would be correct.
Okay.
It would help.
David, do you have any comments on you're an inventing guy?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea. Now, I don't know if people know this as much about China, but the Americans that go over there, they don't have dishwashers and things like that. They do sterilize their dishes with the unit that uses UV light because most of them don't have hot water. Hot water doesn't go to the sinks. It only goes to the shower or the bath, and that's it over there for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to sterilize everything they can. I was kind of surprised to see. But that UV light, what I seen them do on their local news channel, I was impressed at how well it killed everything. And I think what you're talking about is a great idea.
So, class, it's very inexpensive. If you want to buy these ultraviolet light pans, but you need to make sure it's UVC. There's A, B, and C. It needs to be UVC. Isn't that correct, Dr. Shealy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So UVC, that is the frequency of the ultraviolet light, and there's three different frequencies, ultraviolet A, ultraviolet B, and ultraviolet C. You need C. It's a different wavelength or a different frequency. And you can buy them. You'll have to make sure it's C, though. You can buy them on eBay, and they're only a couple dollars, literally, maybe $3, maybe $5. And you might buy a six-pack or a ten-pack and go in with some friends and family and make sure everybody gets them. But make sure you tell them, whatever you do, don't let children look at them, aim them at their eyes. So that's something you might want to consider. And by the way, USA Prepares makes no money from advertising. We don't have any advertisers. Any advertisers that you hear around USA Prepares, this broadcast, are from whoever you're hearing the broadcast from. So if it's GCN, those are the ads from GCN. They're not USA Prepares. So I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing. I'm just saying that they're not ours. So if you hear me say something, it's because I am looking into it myself. If I recommend considering a product, it's because I either bought it and like it, or I want to buy it and try it, and I'll let you know that I haven't used it yet, or I bought it and I'm going to use it, and here's what I'm going to do with it. So just keep that in mind. when you hear me talk about things. There's no monetary transfer from product manufacturer or seller to me or USA Prepares. I just want to make that clear. Dr. Shealy, lecithin, we talked about liposomal vitamin C, and you need to use lecithin in order to make it. What is lecithin?
Lecithin is a product that contains choline, among others, and it is wonderful for lowering your cholesterol safely, and it helps the brain because it is associated with increased memory.
And who can't use that, right? All right, so are there different kinds of lecithin from different plants?
I mean, soybean, sunflower seed, a sunflower source. I don't know all of them. I take Now Products.
I'm looking at Now Products lecithin. It's available on the internet right now. Do you sell it, Dr. Shealy, on your website?
Yeah, we have it.
Okay. All right. So if you want to, is it in like a one-pound container?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So that if you want to just do that, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, if you want to buy some lecithin, and if you want to make some liposomal vitamin C. I read something about using vodka. Is that one of the ingredients?
I'm sorry?
Is vodka the alcoholic drink?
I've never done it, so I don't know.
Okay. All right, so class, I have not done it either. If you want to learn more about it, just, you know, type in on your favorite search engine, you know, DIY liposomal vitamin C and see what you come up with. And I'd love to hear if any of you have made it, what you found out, the do's, the don'ts, the suggestions, the recommendations, the considerations, the costs, and does it work? So please give us a call. You can call anytime. Anytime that you'd like, I'd love to hear your thoughts about anything that we talk about that you've tried. If you think it fits in with the subject matter of the class, please call in. I'd prefer that, you know, when we're talking about economics, we talk about economics. When we talk about medicine, we stay on medicine. So, but if you've got a burning issue and you've got to tell us, and it's that important, you can call in anytime. We'll be right back. David is with us in Illinois, Dr. Norm Shealy, and I.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Back to the coronavirus. About 102 years ago, 1918 to 1919, the Spanish flu spread worldwide. And 500 million people or so, roughly one-third of the world's population, became infected with the Spanish flu. Now, it wasn't always called the flu. Before that, even in my lifetime, it was called by its full name, influenza. And the Spanish influenza killed about 50 million people worldwide. Currently, that would be about one-sixth of the entire population of the United States. Now, back then, it was a greater percentage of how many people in the United States would be killed by this. But roughly, we have around 330 million people now. 50 million people were killed worldwide 102 years ago by Spanish influenza. Spanish influenza, as I have read, had an R-naught of 2. Actually, 1.4 to 2.8. So roughly an R-naught of 2. That means that for every person infected, you could anticipate or expect another 2 people to be infected. And then those 2 people would each infect another 2. Well, the belief about the coronavirus right now, from what I've read, ranges of the R-naught is between 4 and 12. So each person would infect 4 more, or each person would infect up to 12 more, maybe even 14 more. Way worse than the Spanish flu that killed 50 million people. There aren't enough hospital beds, and they say that the death rate for people infected with the coronavirus is between 65 and 83%. Fatal. So, out of 100 people, between 65 and 83 are reported to die. And in China right now, we have read reports that in this brand new hospital that was built like a day or two ago, they're taking the bodies directly from this hospital to the crematorium. In China, right now, there are reports of trucks, dump trucks, huge, huge dump trucks, and bulldozers, and backhoes, and bucket loaders. They're being used to blockade roads. They're taking dirt and building piles that cannot be climbed by a pickup truck, cannot be climbed by an 18-wheeler, cannot be climbed by an automobile. They're blocking the roads. The people on one side want to keep out people from the other side. In addition to that, so travel is really hampered. And it's not like putting a log across the road where somebody can take a chain and pull the log out of the way with a pickup truck or two. We're talking about you need a backhoe or a bulldozer to clear the roads. Then we're talking about apartment buildings where the police, the Chinese police, are boarding people in their apartments. They are locking them in so the people in the apartments who have been infected cannot get out. And the police are barricading and blocking people in their homes so they can't get out. And other people are setting those homes on fire to burn the infected people to death. That's what's being reported at HalTurnerRadioShow.com right now.
China is crazy.
And China has ordered... China has ordered pets to be killed because what happens is urine and human waste will carry the virus for days, even in the sunlight, for days. And so the thinking is the pets can be infected, the pets can track this, you know, human waste on their paws, and we got to stop the pets from doing that. So what do? Well, we just kill those pets. This is how serious this is. So when people say, you know, I think this is just a distraction, really, do you really think that this is a distraction? It has been reported to be in 22 of the United States. I think that number is wrong. Can I prove it? No. I think the number is more like 50 of the United States, and I think the numbers are underreported. So here's the question I have for Dr. Shuley. Now, this is an ethical question. Dr. Shuley, let's say a doctor of some level and is involved with the emergency management of an area. And that doctor is told, okay, this is all secret. You cannot release this. And the doctor has, patients and friends and relatives and, you know, family. Is it immoral for that doctor to say to his family, yeah, they told me not to tell anybody, but this is really serious? Is that a breach of ethics, Dr. Shuley? Because I don't know.
Talking to your family about it, I think, would be okay.
Okay. All right. So, very interesting, class. So, what you just heard is that, what I believe I heard was that the orders to not disclose it are going to be kept.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.